I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A ceasefire agreement is reached between Israel and Hamas. The question now, can the two sides turn it into something more? Let's get started.
Israel and the Palestinian factions have agreed that they are now prepared to implement a 72-hour unconditional humanitarian ceasefire. So starting later this morning at 8 o'clock, August 1st, the parties are expected to cease all offensive military activities. And neither side will advance beyond its current locations.
That ceasefire is supposed to take place some 5 hours from now, 8 a.m. Local time in Israel. Forces on the ground will stay in place, as Secretary Kerry said. And judging by the sound of artillery fire and air raid sirens we've been hearing since word of the agreement came, it appears that no one is ceasing fire just yet. That is still to come, as our talks in Cairo and the hard work of helping hundreds of thousands of non-combatants in Gaza during a very narrow time frame. The UN has said they are simply overwhelmed at the breaking point in Gaza City. We have correspondents tonight in Gaza City, Jerusalem, southern Israel, and Washington. Let's start with our Jim Sciutto, who's got the latest on how the deal was arrived at, the terms, and importantly, what happens now. So what do we know, Jim?
Well, let's talk about the details first. This is meant to be to begin with a 72-hour ceasefire, 3 days. It's going to begin tomorrow at 8 o'clock a.m. local time in Gaza in the Muslim faith, the day of Friday prayers, meant to give a chance for people there to get food they need, medical aid, sadly to bury their dead, visit homes that they've had to evacuate because of the bombing, but also to give a window for talks on a more durable ceasefire to last beyond that 72-hour window, which they say can be extended. But I'll tell you, Anderson, considering where we were this morning, this was something of a surprise announcement. A small step forward, but something of a breakthrough in what has been, as you know, just a bloody, brutal 2 weeks of war.
Well, the statement from the UN says that forces on the ground will remain in place during the ceasefire. Do we know if that means that for Israel that they continue operations to destroy those tunnels?
Absolutely. They will be able to continue, in the words of a State Department official, to act defensively, to continue tunnel operations, anti-tunnel operations behind current lines, current battle lines, as far as they've advanced to this point in Gaza. And this echoes statements that Prime Minister Netanyahu made earlier today when he said, quote, "I will not agree to any proposal that does not allow the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, to complete the work," which he said is important for security of Israel's future. So, you know, this will be a ceasefire, but not all fire will cease, in fact.
And in terms of the negotiations, let's talk about the details on that, because it's not just Hamas, there's also Palestinian Authority, also members of Islamic Jihad, I understand, and also the PLO.
That's right. I mean, the key players here are certainly the U.S., Israel, Palestinian leaders, with Egypt serving as the key mediator leading, as well as the location of these talks, which we're told can begin as soon as tomorrow. But it is key, as you mentioned, that not just Hamas will be present. The Palestinian Authority, in particular, Mohammed Abbas's leadership, that is a step up in stature for them. And in a way, it's a blow to Hamas's stature to have the Palestinian Authority and other Palestinian groups involved in this. And that is something positive, because, as you know, the West, Israel, they've refused to deal with Hamas directly. And in their vision, the only partner they have for peace is the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank.
All right.